I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Duck football is underway.
It is. Spring football is happening right now.
And I think it's time to check in and see how things are going. The offensive play caller for your Oregon Ducks, Joe Moorhead, joins us now as spring football is underway down in Eugene. The Ducks coming off of a Pac-12 championship. Coach, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. How about yourselves?
I'm doing fantastic. We haven't talked to a coach since the COVID season ended, so I want to pick your brain. Hell of a debut down in Eugene for you with that whole season going underway the way it did. What was that like from just an evaluation standpoint, where you had opt-outs in college football, your schedule's a little clunky, you get into the Pac-12 title game the way you did? Like, what was that season like from a coaching angle?
I mean, it was incredibly unique. I mean, the best way I can describe it is surreal. I mean, you really didn't know what was going to happen, on a day-to-day basis. I mean, at the tail end there, we actually game planned three opponents in a span of 10 days. So it was just, you're always on your toes waiting to see what was going to happen.
That's nuts. I remember interviewing you last year at the signing day special, and little did we know a couple of weeks later, everything would just come to a halt. How nice has it been so far this year to actually have spring practice that has not been shut down because you're still trying to probably instill some of your offense? You got some new pieces. How nice has that been for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. And, last year, four spring ball practices before we shut down, and then the whole start and stop with the season, not a season, and a kind of a truncated fall camp, and it just – there wasn't much, I know it's a very cliche word, wasn't much normalcy to it. But now right. that, we're in the second year of the system, got a bunch of people returning, we're going to have a full complement of 15 practices. It just feels like things are getting as much back to, normal as they can be.
Yeah. How's Ty Thompson, Coach? I think there's a lot of Duck fans that are anxious to see, what this kid is. And obviously he's the big name coming into spring football. I know that's not necessarily always a storyline for guys like you. But what's it been like so far with Ty Thompson?
No, very exciting. And he's living up to his billing. I hadn't seen him throw football in person until the first day of spring practice, because we weren't allowed to go on the road and evaluate. And, everything was done off of film. But Ty's an incredible young man, very intelligent, is very much into the mental aspect of the game and is very advanced for a young guy mentally. And then all of his physical tools match up. So through four practices so far, he's doing a real nice job, and we just need to see him continue to develop.
Impressive enough, Coach, for us to say Ty Thompson starter at Ohio State? Or
you can say that. I'm not going
to. I mean, on that note,
Coach. I'm not in that chair anymore, so I can pass that on to you guys.
I love it, man. On that note, I mean, how is the quarterback battle going? It's got to be unique this year. It's shocking, obviously, transferring the program, the guy who was your opening day starter last year. But Anthony Brown back. I know I've heard some comments from Mario about, Robbie and the way that he's looked, Ty into the mix. Just how's that shaking out so far?
It's been fun to coach this group, AB's the elder statesman of the group. He's played a lot of football at this level, at a very, productive level at Boston College. He got, over 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns on his resume and did a real nice job there, in his opportunities in the Pac-12 championship game and in the bowl game. And then after that, we got a group of talented guys who just lack experience, and we have to get them as many reps as possible in spring, continue to teach them the offense and have them, translate that information from the meeting room to the field.
In our business, and I this as well as anybody, our business and just fans in general, those are the conversations people love to have, right? Is the speculation, who's going to be the guy? How do coaches view quarterback competitions like one where you have a super experienced, good athlete like Brown, and then you bring in a high recruit in a Ty Thompson? You've got people talking about Robbie Ashford. How do coaches view quarterback competitions versus like us in the media or fans?
No, I mean, it's great water cooler talk. I mean, I think that's what makes the game great. You know what I mean? But, you know, this will be year 23, and every season you go into has a different, you know, the fabric of the quarterback competition is woven a little bit differently. And, you know, this is one where, you know, I said AB's coming in with the most experience. He's got a bunch of talented guys. And really the competition is making everybody better, you mm-hmm. know, whether it's, you know, AB competing against himself or those kind of three guys in the middle, you know, fighting and, you know, working to kind of establish a pecking order there. But, you know, they're all unique, and I can't remember kind of one that specifically matches this criteria, but, you know, I'm sure there's been one along the way.
Yeah, I think the exciting thing for you, too, as an offensive coordinator has to be what those quarterbacks, whoever it ends up being, has to work with on the outside at the skill position. Some of your running backs back in Verdell and Dye. I know the injury for Sean Dollar is probably unfortunate, but you got a lot of talent on the outside as well. Just how is that group coming together, your skill position players, and how are they gelling now going into year two in that offense?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the quarterback position where we've got a group of established returning veterans and even up front that have played a lot of good football and won a lot of games, and complement that with younger guys, whether they're you know, mid-year enrollees or maybe some younger guys who haven't had, you know, significant established roles, and those guys are pushing each other and they're working. So it's always fun to have guys that have done it and have them, you know, playing good football, and then a lot of young guys, you know, pushing those guys as well.
Yeah, Duck spring football is underway. We're talking with the offensive play caller for the team. Joe Moorhead is our guest here, home of the Ducks here on 1080 The Fan. You know, I asked you at the start of the interview just the season in general from a coaching angle and how different it was for you. What do you, just individually, when you're breaking the film down, watching your guys execute the plays you're calling last season, what does Joe Moorhead think of year one in Eugene for himself and the way his team executed offensively? And what's something or some things you may be looking to change?
No, I mean, you're never going to be the second that you're satisfied as a coach without a team performance, you know, unit performance or individual performance, you should probably go do something else. So, I mean, you know, we had five new starters up front, a new quarterback, you know, a brand new offensive system in a season where you didn't have spring ball and weren't sure you were going to play and didn't know who was going to be available on a day-to-day basis. So for us to be, you know, in the top three of the conference and you know, most, you know, offensive categories and helping the team, you know, to a, you know, a Pac-12 championship and in a New Year's Day bowl, I'd say all those things are positive. And if you look at the places I've been, there's been a pretty big jump from year one to year two. So now I think with all the returning players combined with the second year in the system, combined with having full spring ball and a normal schedule, I'm hoping to see, and I'm confident that we'll, you know, take that step from being, you know, a top three, you know, offense in most things to hopefully towards the top.
Yeah, and interviewing coaches over the years, I know they all have different opinions of spring ball. But on that note, you know, going from year one to year two, are there any, you know, kind of benchmarks or goals that you give yourself and you give your offense of what you want to see it look like from day one to the final day when you wrap things up with the spring game?
No, we always talk about it, creating explosive plays and minimizing turnovers. And the turnovers part is something we really got to improve on from last year. I mean, we did really nicely with the explosive play part, you know, continuing to convert third downs, scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and then really, you know, just, you know, the next steps that we're taking and the things that we're able to implement and install, you know, kind of taking the training wheels off that, you know, and just building on the, you know, the foundation of the offense. Those are the things I'd like to see coming out of spring ball.
You know, Coach, I don't follow spring ball as closely as maybe everybody else out there. I'll tune into a spring game. I love to talk to guys like yourselves to get an update. And I trust people like you, Coach. You're going to have to fill me in here. You're getting quite a few weapons back. I mean, you get Johnny Johnson to opt back in, Micah Pittman being able to come back for a full season, Devin Williams in your arsenal. I mean, those are really nice weapons to have offensively. What have you made of what the guys have been doing so far, and has there been any noticeable jump from any of them?
I think they've all been making, you know, good, steady strides. And, you know, we talk about the skill guys, and everyone wants to talk about the quarterback, but I've been, you know, excited about what's happening up front, you know, with all those guys coming back, you know, and Coach Criswell talks all the time about the culture and the physicality and us winning the line of scrimmage. So to me, it all starts there, and I'm excited to see what they're doing. And then when that's taken care of, you're able to do some of the things and be balanced in the run game and the pass game. But, you know, it's tough to, you know, guys are having different moments and different practices, you know, whether it's, you know, Johnny, or like I said, and whoever it may be on a particular day. But yeah, when you have that many guys that are capable of making plays, it makes it comfortable as a play caller to know that you're, you know, able to be balanced and diverse in your attack.
Have you had, or what was your first experience as the play caller where you notice something off on the offensive line and right before you say something, Mario kind of pushes you and just goes into him and tries to teach him up? How many experiences have you had where Mario kind of steps into the offensive line group to kind of get them in the right direction?
Well, no, he and Coach Mirbo have that taken care of. I stay out of the way. I know what the schemes are and how to draw up the X's nose when they get started to talking technique and all that O-line stuff. I'm just an old quarterback. I get out of the way. I head over to the skill guys.
That's a smart man right there. Now, I got to ask, because I can't get his high school highlights out of my head. Is there any chance that you can go convince, you know, whether it be Tim DeRuiter, whether it be Mario, to get Noah Sewell some carries this year?
Yeah, that's been talked about, but I think right now with Coach DeRuiter and those guys installing the defense, that might be a hard sell in spring ball. Maybe that's something we can approach in fall camp.
Well, from the offensive play side, Coach, I don't know what the experience would be all time for your career, but DeRuiter is new to the program this year, and a lot of people are excited about that. Just from the offensive standpoint, when you're facing a Tim DeRuiter defense, you know, what is something that sticks out to you from your angle of everything?
Very fundamentally sound. You know, the kids are utilizing great technique. And, you know, it's just the guys are flying to the football, you know, very assignment sound. And then just it's tough to kind of get a gauge on, I don't say what they're doing, but they do enough disguise and then doing enough things where, you know, it makes you, as a play caller and a quarterback, you know, kind of going against the defense, making sure that you're going through your pre-snap checklist and your post-snap confirmation. You know, all the things are necessary for you to be successful. But the Coach Drew is fantastic. Great guy, great staff, chemistry, you know, all that stuff. He's a pro's pro.
Well, and you guys are pretty unique on that staff to have both coordinators be former head coaches at big-time programs. How much do you think that helps? I know we're all in our own respective industries trying to grow and get better and learn new things and evolve. Just how much does that help, you think, Mario and the program to have you and the DC both be former head coaches?
Now, I think, I mean, when you've sat in that seat, it's unique. And, you know, I know Mississippi State and I don't think at Fordham, but had some ex-head coaches on my staff. And, you know, when there's a situation that arises that maybe you haven't, you know, encountered or something where you're looking for insight, it's always good to be able to go to someone who's done it before and kind of gone through those experiences and just kind of bend their ear a little bit and get advice. So, but Mario's fantastic with that.
How's the Pittsburgh guy liking Eugene so far? How's the family fitting in? Are you doing any fly fishing? Have you changed your life in any way? Are you drinking more IPAs? What's life like for Joe Moorhead since he got to Eugene?
Yeah, they don't have Iron City beer in Eugene, so that's an issue. But no, we've been to Crater Lake. We've done all the outside things that you can do and hikes and stuff like that. My daughter's a sophomore here. My oldest son's playing for state championship Marist versus Mazama this Saturday, so that's awesome. That's awesome. And then I got a youngest one in seventh grade, so they're enjoying it. They love Eugene, and you know, we're having a good time here.
And Crater Lake, overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Was not expecting it by any means.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, hey, the next time we have you on, maybe we can talk more about beer, but thank you for hopping on with us to talk football. I know spring football just rapidly approached the season. The way it all kind of went for you guys was a whirlwind, but we're looking forward to it because Oregon's got a pretty good kickoff to their schedule in Ohio State, and we'll have to catch up with you soon here, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Have a great day.